Thanks, Brad. Good morning. On June 27th, Eureka police officers were called to the foot of Truesdale Street, where they found 48-year-old Victor Allen Morris, who was found to have injuries consistent with the physical assault. Morris was taken to a local medical facility, and Morris died as a result of those injuries. An update, as Eureka police are now treating the case as a possible homicide, and they're asking for the public's help in reconstructing the days leading up to the assault. Anyone with information about Morris or the attack is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Caltrans and the Mendocino Council of Governments will hold a series of meetings discussing the construction of the Pacific Coast Bike Route and California Coastal Trail and the engineering and feasibility study that has been done on the issue. The study identifies gaps in pedestrian and bicycle facilities along Route 1, and the meetings will be held over the course of the next 2 weeks. They'll be in Westport, Point Arena, Gualala, and Casper. Contact the Caltrans District Office for more information. Sheriff's deputies arrested and booked 22-year-old Bryceland resident Ryan Tanner after he turned himself in at the Garberville station at around 10:30 Tuesday night. Tanner is suspected of beating another man with a baseball bat during a physical altercation. The victim, who called 911 from a local store near Bryceland Road, near the Whitethorn Junction, told deputies that he had been assaulted by Tanner, who had hit him 10 to 12 times with a baseball bat after knocking the victim off his motorcycle. The victim, who lives in Shelter Cove, told deputies he had a recent dispute with Tanner that could have led to the altercation. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of head and neck injuries. He was wearing his motorcycle helmet at the time of the attack and identified Tanner as the assailant. Tanner was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, and bail was set at $50,000. Fiscal issues in government, whether it's spending, taxation, or providing services, are a constant source of news and debate that holds true at the local level as it does at the federal level. The Board of Supervisors has already passed the county's fiscal year budget, and unlike the past 5 years, they did so without deep cuts to department budgets and without some of the heated debate that had taken place in past years, as Board Chair Virginia Bass explains.
The general person on the street, I don't think, you know, what they care about is if they see less presence of the sheriff's office or something that impacts them. But in general, when it comes to the budget, especially when there's not hefty cuts, I don't think there's a lot of attention that's paid to it.
Departments are still operating with less staff and less funding, however.
Now, when you're talking about if you're one of the departments, that's where people do get a little more sensitive because you know what you could do if you had those resources to have that extra person on the job. And certainly this year we were really fortunate. We didn't get to add things back that we'd like, but we didn't really have to go and take extra funding away. And actually, the general fund has grown a bit. We're still way behind where we should be. The reserve, we put another $300,000. We're making a conscientious effort to build the reserve back up. While it looks like there's money in there just waiting to be used, it's not nearly what we really need to have in there.
We'll have more KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I did with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
The Northern California Community Blood Bank needs your blood, especially if you are type A or type O. The blood bank issued a press release yesterday warning that due to several emergency inventories of type O and type A blood that have reached critical levels, they request that eligible donors step in to help replenish stock. Blood mobiles will be available at locations throughout the county over the coming days. You can check the locations by going to the website nccbb.org or call the blood bank for more information. There will be 11 ballot initiatives on the November ballot, everything from the governor's tax hikes to proposed bans on political contributions from unions and corporations to changes in auto insurance rates based on driving records. Proposition 34, however, will garner attention as we head into November. That's because the initiative seeks to get rid of the death penalty in the state of California, replacing it with a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Supporters of the initiative say the measure will save the state billions of dollars over time, money that they say is better spent on crime prevention and other issues, while opponents say it removes the only proper punishment for the state's most heinous killers. There are currently more than 700 inmates on death row in California. It's estimated the state spends more than $150 million per year keeping them there, and since California approved the death penalty back in 1978, 13 inmates have been put to death. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.